This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Mark Beckman, Cheryl Beckman, William Angel, Sherry Angel, Mark Edgecombe, Mike Edgecombe, Gary Gardner, Kathy Gardner, Tom Rutledge, Tara Rutledge, Jerry Mayer, Brenda Mayer, Mark Haupt, Pamela Haupt, Jeffrey Allen Porter, and Jody Porter. Appellants V's Joy Phillips and Daniel Joseph Garner, respondents, decided April 24, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division, Mark Beckman, Cheryl Beckman, William Angel, Sherry Angel, Mark Edgecombe, Mike Edgecombe, Gary Gardner, Kathy Gardner, Tom Rutledge, Tara Rutledge, Jerry Mayer, Brenda Mayer, Mark Haupt, Pamela Haupt, Jeffrey Allen Porter, and Jody Porter, appellants, number SD38436V, filed April 24, 2025, Joy Phillips and Daniel Joseph Garner, respondents, appeal from the Circuit Court of Barry County. Honorable Johnny E. Cox, judge affirmed. Appellants ask this court to declare that the Circuit Court had no authority to enter judgment assessing damages on an injunction bond while their appeal of the separate judgment on the merits of the case was pending. We affirm because this issue has not been preserved for appellate review, and even if it had been preserved, the court did not lack authority to enter the judgment, the finality and enforcement of which was suspended, until after the conclusion of the then-pending appeal of two, the judgment on the merits. Background appellants sought and obtained a preliminary injunction against respondents. As a condition of that injunction, appellants posted a $5,000 bond with the clerk of the court. After a full hearing on the merits, the Circuit Court entered judgment in favor of respondents, who promptly moved for assessment of damages on the bond. Appellants filed a motion for new trial, which was heard at the same time as the bond motion. At that hearing, the court first took up and denied the motion for new trial, then received evidence and heard argument on the injunction bond. Appellants did not raise the issue that a ruling on the injunction bond would be unauthorized or premature because the predicate judgment on the merits was not yet final. The motion on the injunction bond was taken under advisement. Appellants appealed from the judgment on the merits. Beckman v. Phillips, 704-SW3D-404, MOAP SD 2024. While that appeal pended, the Circuit Court entered a judgment against appellants on the injunction bond, finding respondents' damages already had exceeded the bond posted. That judgment was stayed pending conclusion of the appeal on the merits. Appellants appealed that judgment as well. We held this appeal in abeyance while the prior appeal on the merits pended. After mandate issued in that appeal, we restored this case to the active docket. Respondents filed their brief and appellants filed their reply brief only after we had affirmed the Circuit Court's judgment in the appeal on the merits, citing Cohn v. Lehman, 6SW267-270-71, Moberasuri 1887. Appellants contend the Circuit Court lacked authority to enter judgment on the injunction bond while the appeal on the merits pended. Their argument is threefold. 1. A cause of action on an injunction bond only accrued once the injunction issues were finally resolved, which did not occur until this court issued its 3 mandate in the appeal on the merits. 2. Even if a cause of action existed prior to the filing of the notice of appeal in the predicate action, the appeal not only stayed the adjudication of that action, it caused that action to cease to exist. And 3. Entry of judgment assessing damages on an injunction bond is not an enumerated action a circuit court may take under Rule 92.03. 1. So it is prohibited. Appellants only challenge the court's authority to enter judgment. They do not contest the judgment in any other respect. Legal principles. Since 1835, Missouri law has required bond as a condition to the issuance of a preliminary injunction and has set forth the procedure to be followed for the assessment of damages if the injunction is dissolved. J&P TRV Contal Plants Corp. 541-SW2D-22-26, Machar App 1976. See also Parfar 526.070, 526.200, and 526.210. 2. An injunction bond is, in effect, the price for unsuccessful resort to the unusual anticipatory remedies of equity. Note, interlocutory injunctions and the injunction bond, 73 Char V. L. Rev. 333, 3 on 36, 1959. Authority to award damages for an improvidently granted preliminary injunction is purely statutory. Petrol Props, Inc. v. Stewart Title Co., 225 SW3D, 448, 457, Moepiers SD, 2007. A.